time ago, I think we left off at Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Dinei Glilei Sifatir. Osu Leachei Sifatir Oren Bilei Mitpachas. The Loshna Gmori is that Koloichei Sifatir Oren is Nigmar Oren. But Nigmar Oren doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem. The way it appears on the surface, Chas V'Sholem. It means Nigmar Oren Bilei Eise Mitzvah. He doesn't have the Kiyuma Mitzvah of the Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, when does he get the schar for Kriyas HaTorah? If he's neig derach kovet to the Sefer Torah. But if he holds the Sefer Torah without mitpachas, without pachas means, in other words, when you go hagbe and you hold on to the amudim, so that's okay. But suppose you want to hold it on the yiris, so you have to hold it al be mitpachas, tales or mitpachas, not to hold the yiris itself. But of course, al the amudim, that's certainly all right. So that's not the achkovet. So ochus leach, och osu leachay sifatei roorim, beloy mitpachas, v'yeshem rim, diho adin shor kisvei kedesh. Rino agvake, there is a shite, not only sifatoro, but even shor kisvei kedesh. But that doesn't have reference to our Kisvei HaKedesh, because our Kisvei HaKedesh are printed on the paper, and on your, I mean, only if it's written Ksavashuris and on Klav and Bidyei, you know, but it's not Sefer Torah, so there is a shite that also you're not allowed to hold it without mitpachas. So then we should be machmir. Even if it was natal yodov, you're not allowed to hold the yiris of the Sefer Torah without a mitpachas. Afil b'chay gav neosa. Godil shebeisom shekoro b'teiro gelelei. Gelelei. So the one in Hagil Yeisa Mikula, and actually some say that was Bizman Chazal, and there are some Sfardim who still have that Mineg. In other words, the one who is Mahagbe is also Gil. So that then we say Hagil Yeisa Mikula. But today that we have two, one is Hagbe and one is Gilel, so the Magbia is Yeisa Mikula. Not Gaelic. The Gilim Liknei Sei Bidomim Yikorim Lechaviv HaMitzvah. Yeishem Reim Im Amil Bitzad Echot Pishtan U Bitzad Echot Meshi Tzorich Lehapich HaMeshi Litzad HaSeifer V'Ligle. And also Derech Kovet. Because it's not a covet. In other words, we see from all these aloches that there is an union of chazokel mitzvahs. Rabbi Kveiger discusses that. Chazokel mitzvahs, in other words, if a person has a chazoke to get lile, to get hagbe. So memele, you're not allowed to take it away from him, unless it was stipulated, like schore, in other words, just because there is a aloch of chazoke, tenure, in schore, so unless you stipulate otherwise, so mele, you're not allowed to fire without cause from any schore, if there is no special reason. So chazoke mitzvahs is like chazoke li schore. So suppose somebody has a chazoka to get glile, to get hakve. I could think you cannot give that to somebody else, be mechabe somebody else, to be meishi the milin, because that's part and parcel of the glile kibet. No, so he says no. Yochel mishayir tzeliknes leheishi tamilin legeleil veinagil yochelim chesbei ki afal pishe kono aglile leikono likacham leamilin. We hear the mechaba talks of the case when he bought, but the same thing applies to someone who has a chazoke to get it even though he didn't pay. V'chaim b'mkeimei sh'neyagim liknes hitzoye v'achnose in a shatz yochelim ches kein ze shayach l'chazan. In other words, the Baal Tefillah couldn't say, well, that's part and parcel of my kibbet. I bought that to be the chazan, so mela I have to have hitzoye v'achnose also. It's a separate kibbet. So one has nothing to do, was nothing to do with the kibbet of tefillah. הגיל סיפרתירה ימידנו כנגד התפר כדי שאם יקרא יקרא התפר. In other words, when we make the glile, so it should be, the center should be the tfa. Because if, let's say, there is a tear, so it would tear in the place where it is sewn, the yiris are stitched together. Hagil sivatere gilim bachutz, uch shemehatkei mehatkei bifnim. Perish. Now, as the Ramo points out, the Mechaber has reference to the case, the way it is still today done by many Svardim, that the Magbia and the Kelel are one person. So, Mimele, Hagelel, Sivatere, Gilm, Bachutz, Uchshem, Hatkim, Hatkim, Bifnim, Perish, Kisa, Sefer, Emil, Lifonov, Yiak, Saf, Neget, Ponov. In other words, that it should be neged ponov of the geilel. In other words, like in the Svardik Minek, where the geilel and the magbia is one person. V'lo yitztorech v'yachniz yaschil liglilin b'chutz v'yachah shegomar aglile yahadik seif ha-mitpachas b'fnim sheyog sheyove likchez bei yim tzahoduk b'fnim v'lo yitztorech lehafich. In other words, even though it's a mitzvah to show the ksavim bachutz, but the person who is magbia and geilel, so then he has to face him, not the people. V'nira d'chol zemayre kishecho deise kol aglile, according to the Svardik Minek, aval achshov sheneagim, שואחד מקביה ואחד גליל הקסב יהיה נגד מקביה. So in other words, not נגד גליל, the גליל stands on the other side. So the קסב has to be נגד מקביה. וכי נהגים כי הוא יקר הגליל ואיחיס הסבטר. In other words, that the מקביה, even though the Gemara says הגליל יסה מכולם, so it really means המקביה יסה מכולם. But in the Svardik Minek, so the Magbi and the Kelel were one person. Mutaf tigoleil hamitpachas soviv hasevateire v'lo yigleil hasevateire kishekeire mitpachas. Hagelel sevateire b'seich hatik teye. In other words, he has to take off the tik and then be gelel, but not inside the tik. Eina maftir maschil. the maftir should not start saying the brachas of the haftorah until the glil is complete. Kidei shel yei agil torud v'yuchal lishmei haftorah, because if he starts saying the brachas of the haftorah before the glil is completed, so then the gil will not be able to pay attention to the brachas of the haftorah. That means that every member of the tzibur is mechuyev to pay attention to the haftorah and to the brachas of the haftorah. B'yeim shebyeish bei sifatere lo yiftuchu habeis v'lo yisiru amapo ashe yiglu orishe v'im yisalkin orishenon orishenu ashe kvoriniho ashni al ashulchon שלא יסיחו דייתו מן המצווס, ומצין בי ספורם כאחס, ותפסין השניר עד אחר שקורו בו ראשיין. We left off last time at Simen Kuf Mem Ches. So we'll just go over the last two simonim in Hilchas Kriya Sifat Torah. Shlo Yafshit Shliach Tzibur Ateva. In Shliach Tzibur Ashoei Lehafshit Ateva B'Tzibur Kolzman Shein B'Bis HaKnesses. Pirish Rashi, the Tzigimor in Seite. שוירגילים להובי סיפרתירום בייסחר, שהיא משתמרת בי, עד שתריח הציבור ויסק אפשר. In other words, that was the practice, that the סיפרתור was kept in another market, in another room, not in the place where they doubled. And when they had to read the Torah, so they brought it in from the other room. So, Memele, the Gemara says that when the Kriyas Torah was finished, so then the Shliach Tzibur, the Gabbai, now, of course, when the Sefer Torah was placed, when it was placed on the Bime, so they put a certain godim on top of the Bime, and then they put And those godim put the Sefer Torah. When they finished reading the Torah, so then they were gil Sefer Torah, and then they were took it back to the other room. So it will involve tircha d'zipure if the gabbai will take off all the godim. He'll be mafshit. All the godim, you know, that were spread on the bime. So first they should take off the Sefer Torah and then take it back to the other room. And then when he comes back, so then he'll take off the godim from the table. That's what it says. In Shliach Tzibur Ashoei lehafshit hateva b'tzibur kolzman shein b'bisaknes. In order to reduce the tirchet tzibur to a minimum. Sha'atzibur lo yeitzum bisakneses asher yatzniu sifatir. Again, the machmas kovet to sifator, the tzibur is not allowed to go out of the bisakneses until the sifator is taken out. Again, you know, what the minig was, that they had to bring the sifator from another room. So they were not allowed to leave the shul until the Sefer Torah was taken out and put away. And if it's in the same place, so the same alochen, until it is put in the Oron Kodesh, they are not allowed to go out of the shul. In a tzibur rashoyim lotzis mbisakneses asher yatzniu sifatir. Miu im einam yeitzim Rak Yochid Leslembo. But the whole tzibur goes out. It's not a covet. But if one person goes out, it doesn't matter. Vimatzniim השבטיר בבייסחר, אם אין לביס הכנסס אלא פסח אחד, צריכן להיסקב עד שייצא שבטירו וילוכו אחוב למוקים שמצניעים אוי סישום. ואם יש לביס הכנסס שני פסוחים, יחלים לוציס בפסח אחר אחד, קדם שייצא השבטיר בפסח אחר. ובלבד שילוכו אחר השבטו, ויעבו למוקים שמצניעים איסי שם. ובמקום איס, that's in the case where the svatora is not placed in the shul itself, but has to be taken to another room. ובמקום איס שמצניעים איסי, בהיכל שהוא אורן, like here, שהוא אורן, ביסקנסס, מצווה לכל מי שיברס לפונוב, ולוויסו עד לפני אורן שמכניס נישון. So there is a mitzvah. When a svatora is carried to the Oren, anybody who is passed by the svatora, who is passed by with the svatora, so should, the moment the svatora passes him by, he should stand up and go and follow it to the Oren Kiddush. I don't know, people are not sure on that. לבייס הפני אורן שמחדיס נעיסי שום וכן הגליל ילך אחר הספטירו עד לפני אורן ואים מתשום אשר יחזירו הספטירו למקימו וכן נהגים במקביע הספטירו. I don't think that people are sure on that either. I don't know why. כי הוא עיקר הגליל וכשמי שנזבויה ויהי שכוספו שמביאים התנאי קייס לנשי קטירו כדלחנחום ולזרזום במצווס וכן נהג. סטארטים יחס מגילה סימן תוף ריש בבוב וחניקה ופורים מותר להיסניס לפניהם לאחריהם. That Chanukah Purim, so it's mutal sanis lifneim lachayim. Now, there are certain days of the Chachomim Baisheni, or Kibeyas Yomtev, on which it is also bitainis Esped. So, there's a machlokes in Gemara where the Botlam Migilastainis or Loi Botlam Migilastainis. We paskin the Botlam Migilastainis. So after the Chorban, so it's mutali sanis and we must be in all the days that the Chachomim Baisheni were kaveh as Yom Tov. However, there are two exceptions. Chanukah Purim is loy batel migilas tainis. But that's only in regard to the Chanukah Purim itself. So we say loy batel migilas tainis. But in regard to lifneim lachayim, even though Bisman Abayis, so it was Osel Lisanis, Lifneim Lachreim of the Yom Tovim also, but in relative to Lifneim Lachreim, so Chanukah and Purim are not different than the other Yom Tovim, the Chachomim Okeveya. And Mimele, we say Botlom Yilastainis, and it's Muta. Bechanukah Purim, Muta Lisanis, Lifneim Lachreim. Misanim biyudgimu biyada. According to most Rishonim, it's only a minik. It's not a chiyuv b'divrei Kabbalah. However, according to the Shiltes and Rabbanitam, so it's a chiyuv b'divrei Kabbalah. Yudgimu zman kilo hu lakol. So b'divrei atzemis asher kiblu al nafshom. So mele, it's a chiyuv b'divrei Kabbalah to fast a tiny sesta. But we don't pass like the Shiltes and Rabbi Tam. Most Rishonim say it's only a minig. So misanim biyudgimu bada v'imchol purim biyachod b'shabes magdimim lisanis. Now, so of course Shabbos you cannot fast, but mitnei kveit Shabbos you don't fast on Friday either. So you fast on Thursday, like this year. Magdimin li sanis v'yim chamish v'itayni zu ein achayim. In other words, it's not like the Shilteh Slam Letam. Lochen yesh lohokil beileis atzirach, ki geimu boreis, o minikeis, namu boreis minikeis, so the Ramo shouldn't say, because that's not a chayv, because even Shivosa bitamus, and Tzim Gidalion Asor bitavis, which Taniyas Medivah Kabbalah, so the Allah is more boros and minikis than fest. However, the Ramo says that even though Misaradin more boros and minikis don't have to fest, and Tzim Gidalion Asor bitavis, and Shivosa bitamus, only on Tisha B'Av, but the minig is, if it's not difficult for them, that they do fast. However, relative to Tiny Sester, even if it's not difficult, they don't have to fast, even Misad Minik. But Misaradin, Muboris, Minikis don't have to fast, and the other Tanaisim either, only Tisha B'Av. So, Lochen Yesh Lahokl Beilis Hatzirach, Ki Muboris, Minikis, Oy Lechile Shein Bisakone. Why do they mention Chile Shem Bisakone? Chile Shem Bisakone. So even on Tisha B'Av, we paskin that is muta. But he means that there is a Shittes HaRishonim that Chile Shem Bisakone has to fast on Tisha B'Av, because Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Torah. So Meile only Pikach Nefesh is there. However, that's the Shita of Rabbi Netam. But in respect to Tiny Sester, so even according to those who say that Echile Shim Yisakone is Mechuyev to fast, but Tiny Sester, he doesn't have to fast. Vafilu Rakev Einayim, and then another Chilesh. Other Tanei is Tisha B'Av, so a real chileshim bizakone doesn't have to fast, but if he has a michush baalme kevinayim, he has to fast. And other tanaisim also, it's him gidalia sorbeteves, and she was a bitamus. If he has a michush baalme, he has to fast. Only if he's a chile. Chile means if he's neful mito or nechlash kol gufei. Mashenkin estatones, not only Chil Shem Zakone Mamish doesn't have to fast, even if he has Mirchush Baalme, not Nofalmito, and not Nechlasko Gufei, so he doesn't have to fast. Vafil Rakeve Naim, Shimistorim Harbe, Loisano, but the Yifru, but they have to be Mashlim, Arakein, Aval Shopurim, Loifrisu, Minatibo. Vim chol purim b'yim alev, shemisanim b'yim heisha lefonov, v'chol b'bris milo, muta le'echel ala milo. So in other words, those who are invited to the Suda's bris milo are allowed to eat. So, ulimocho b'yim vov yisano eichel, because to be gezeri tiny is on Friday for everybody, so we don't do mitnikvei Shabbos. Mashenkin was a question of a few, because they had a bris milo, so mele it's all right for them to fast on Friday. Now, and Thursday the bris they can eat. The Taz and the Lior Rabbe Achilik and Ramo, and they say under no circumstances can the invitees, the guests of a bris milo, eat. Only the Sandike and the male and the Aviatinek, because it's Yontef Shalei, but the other guests are not allowed to eat the Bris Milo. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that many say that one can be made like the Ramo. Yesh Bisanim Gimul Yomim Zeicha L'Tayni Sesta.
Yes, sir.
We are starting now. Simen Tov Zayin. Chiyuv Kriyas Hamgila. Chayev Odom Likriyas Hamgila Belaylo Vilarzeh Vilishnei Sabayei. That's a memory by Rabbi Shua Ben Levi in Megillat Avdalet, but Curiously, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi does not deduce this aloche, that there's a chiyuv to read a Megillah at night from a posik Migras Esta, but from a posik in Tehillim. So v'shal yei mizmano kol hayei me'anetzach amo atzit hayei. In other words, lechatchile, he should not read the Megillah shal yeim before Netzach amo. But the Eved, if he read it after Amud HaShachar, he's yeitze. V'imkoro misho Amud HaShachar yotzo. Now, the Nidei Bihude in Shuvas Mem Aleph and the Turei Eved say the same thing. They say that in view of the fact that the Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Megillat Avdalet learns out the aloche chayev odom likheis Megillah b'yeim ubilaylo from a posik in Tehillim, not from Megillas Esther. So he says, while there is a chiyuv to read a Megillah at night, but there is a basic distinction between the chiyuv of reading the Megillah in the daytime and the chiyuv of reading the Megillah at nighttime. In the daytime, it's a chiyuv midirei kabbalah because of Megillas Esther, but in the nighttime, it's only an asmachte, an iposik in Tehillim, and that is a drabonon. And there is a riot to it, because we paskin like Rav Netam, that even though he said Shachayonu when he read the Megillah at night, so in the day, he again has to say Shachayonu. Why is it different in all other mitzvahs? If you say Shachayonu the first day, you don't have to say Shachayonu the second day. Only the answer is because, and that's the way you pass from the Rav Netam Shita. The answer is, as the Nevi Yehuda says, and as the Torah Evan say, that insofar as the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yeim, that's a Chiyuv Midirei Kabbalah. But insofar as the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laylo, that's a special Rabbanon. So Mimele, even though he said Shachayonu, and the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laylo, but he still did not say Shachayonu and the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, that is Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah. So Mimele, he has to say again, in the morning, before he starts the Megillah, he has to say Shachayon. Now, Siv Beis, Mivatlin Talmud Teiro Lishmeya Mikro Megillah. Mikro Megillah. Again, that Sugye Davdalet, Davgimu in Megillah. Mivatlin Talmud Teiro Lishmeya Mikro Megillah. Kalvachemea Lisho Misfe Shalteo. Now the expression Kalvachemea Lisho Misfe Shalteo is strange, because from that expression it appears that needless to mention that other mitzvahs are nitre for Mikra Megillah. But even Talmud Torah is not as readily nitre as other mitzvahs, but for Mikra Megillah it's nitre. The thing is not like that. The halacha is that no mitzvah is nitre for Mikra Megillah. No mitzvah. So the answer is, there is a halacha that Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'chaverov, who is the Rosh in Noson, who are told kol yomo min Talmud Torah, so they are poter of even mitzvahs deraisi, of Krishna, because of isig mitzvah potam na mitzvah. So, in respect to someone who is not a Rosim Nosei, so then on the contrary, so no mitzvah is nitres mitnei Talmud Torah. Only if it's efshal yosei shal de achirim. But if it's not efshal yosei shal de achirim, so on the contrary, he has to be mivatel Talmud Torah in order to be mikayim a mitzvah. There's the Gemara mit Kotten. One posik says, kol chafetzel yeshvu bo, and one pasuk says that chafetzel shamayim is yeshvu. Another pasuk implies even chafetzel shamayim. So kan b'sheef shalos is al de achirim, kam dich ihr schloss der lacher so da loch is det no mitzwe is nit trem de tamotor if it is ef schloss der lacher except if it is a tamotor of told of like he yeshua ben yochai ve chaveiro so then in every mitzwe der reis is nit trem so here da loch is det mikro mikilo that even tamotor der rabbi of Tamotor of the Rosey and Nosey, the Rebbe and Chaveirov, that means like Rebbe Shua ben Yehoi and Chaveirov. So even their Tamotor is Nitches, Mipnei Mikra Megillah. So like a Skamo Vechamo, that other mitzvahs are Nitches, Mipnei Mikra Megillah. Mivatlin Tamotor Lishmeya Mikra Megillah, Kal Vachema Lishom Mitzvah Shal Teo, Shekulom Nitchim Mipnei Mikra Megillah. ואין לך דבר שניתחה מקרה מגילה מפונות חוץ ממס מצווה שאין לכיפים. Now this is a very complicated sieve because the Machaba doesn't say כדי צורכי. The Ramah puts in two words כדי צורכי. But let's ignore for a moment the Ramah because that's the Ramah slosh. The Machaba didn't put it in. Apparently the Machaba meant mesmitzvah sheinli kevrim mamish in mesmitzvah mamish the Ramah put in kiditzach but the Machaba didn't put in kiditzach so let's read it without the extra words that the Ramah put in so the Machaba is saying vein lecha davar shenitche mikra megillah mipanav chutz mi mesmitzvah sheinli kevrim shapigeya bei kevri tchilo. So the Pashtus Haloshon of Machaba tends to indicate that only a mesmitzvah mamish who is in the kevrim, so it's their whole mitzvahs, their chukom pesach, their whole mitzvahs in the kevrim, so that is their chukriyas amigile. But suppose he's not a mesmitzvah of in the kevrim, but he has kevrim, but not kifei kveidei. Kveide is to have thousands kevrim, and he has only a few kevrim. So that's not a mesmitzvah mamish. That is not deiche kom pesach. So in such a case, it's not deiche mikra megillah. However, there are more adds kidei tzorche. That means even if he's not a mesmitzvah mamish, but just he doesn't have enough kevrim kidei kveide. So Ashapigia be Kevri Trilova Hakinkire. Hakinkire. So then what the Ramah says, because the Ramah puts in Kiditzorche, so that's why he says in the other Hagoye, Viholzelu Mayrel Bdike Shus, Lasishteen, Avolimiev shall asishteen, in Shumitzve de Raise Nitres Mutne Mikra Megillah. So when is it that is mikra megillah is nitres when it's not a question of being nitres mamish? The question is which one should be first, and in the end he'll be mikayim both mitzvahs. He'll be kaveya and he will read the megillah. But if it's impossible to shteyen, then he cannot attend to the mesmitzvah. So of course that goes without saying, chas v'sholem, that the Ramah should say that in case of a mesmitzvah mamesh, that is deiche kol mitzvah shebateiro, and that the king godol is mechuyev to mitame himself, so it will not be deiche mikra megillah. That's inconceivable. But the Ramah says that lishitose, who put in the words kiditzorche. So then he says, if he's not a mesmitzvah mamesh, it's not there. He has enough kevrim. He has 100 kevrim, but the covet requires 1,000 kevrim. The covet requires more than 1,000. So then he cannot be deiche mikra megillah ligamre. Only if he's actually kaim shteyem, and it's a question of what doing first. So he should attend to the mess. and to give extra cover to the mess, and then read the Megillah. But if it's question one, the other, as long as it's not a mitzvah mamesh, so then we certainly, Mikra Megillah is certainly, is, so if it, as long as it's not a mitzvah mamesh, so then Mikra Megillah is not nitre. Then he says something else. V'hodim es mitzvah keidem, hayne dafke b'di efshale likora hakei. But if it's likor achakein, so then mes mitzvah is not given. But of course, the Rabbi Leon Mizrahi, I mean the same thing as before, so has reference not to a mes mitzvah mamish, but to a mes mitzvah in the sense only kivrim kifikvede. Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the Marshal, the Taz, and the Bach, and the Goyen, they are all chilek and Ramo. The Ramo says, V'chol zelu ma'ir ele b'di keshus la'asishtein, avol yefshal la'asishtein, ein shum mitzvah d'reis en nitres mitzvah migile. So the Marshal, the Bach, the Taz, the Goyen, they are chilek. And they say that every mitzvah d'reis is nitre from mitzvah migile. Every mitzvah derais. When the Ramo says, that's the shita of the Ran. The Ran in Megillah says that when the Gemara says that we are mevatel Talmud Torah and the Talmud Torah the Rabbim and all mitzvahs because of Megillah, so it's only when Efshalas is staying. But if it's Efshalas is staying, then Megillah is not deiche. Any mitzvah derais. Because Mikra Megillah is the Rabbanon, and a mitzvah deraisa is the Raisa. How can a Rabbanon be deicha deraisa? But the shita of the Marshal and the Bach and the Taz is the Goyen is not like that. Apparently, and the Pashtus Haloshon of the Mechaber is also like that. Because the Ramo says, V'chol zelo mayer levdi kishus lasishtein. The Mechaber doesn't say it. The Mechaber says, Pashtes, V'ein lichodovo. So he says, Kalvachay mevatlin talmoteiro, Lishmeya mikro migilo, Kalvachay melishom mitzvah shalteiro, Shekulom nitri mitne mikro migilo. So, V'ein lichodovo shenitri mikro migilo, Ponof, Chutz mes mitzvah, and he means mes mitzvah mamesh, Shein likhevim klal, but mikro migilo is deiche. Even mitzvah deraisis. Why? What's the adifes of Mikra Megillah over all other mitzvahs deraisis? Because it has the attribute of Pirsum Nisi. But how can the attribute of Pirsum Nisi be more choshuv than the deraisis? So that's why the Ran says only the Gemara has reference to the case or it's actually Kamstein. But the Machaber and the Marshal and the Bach and the Taz and the Goyen are all chilek and the Ramo, and they don't pass like the Ran, because the Mechaber Lishitose in Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Vov, the Mechaber paskens that an Einen has to eat Bosor and Yain and Purim, because Simchas Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Teiro. And Anines and Aveles, that's an Esed Rabbanon, and even if it had been the Raise, it's an Esed Yochid, but Simchas Purim is an Esed Rabbim, so it's there. So that's the Mechaber Pas, it is a Machlekes Rishenim on that. And the Mechaber Paskens like it. Apparently, the Mechaber Paskens like the Shite. The Divrei Kabbalah have a din of Divrei Torah, and that has to be explained, because the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that all Divrei Kabbalah have a din of Divrei Torah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, a chile shein b'sakone is not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is Divrei Kabbalah. So only a chile sheyesh b'sakone, like Yom Kippur, is allowed to eat. But of course, the Mechaber paskens that a chile shein b'sakone is allowed to eat al Tisha B'Av, So it's not like Avnotam, the Divrei Kabbalah is Kidvrei Teira. How come that in Simen Tov Resh Tzadik Vov, he says that the Neinei Nam Purim is allowed and he has to eat Bosor and drink Yain, because Divrei Kabbalah is Kidvrei Teira, and it's an Esed Rabim, so it's Deicha the Esed Yochid of Anines. The answer is, apparently the Mechaber makes a distinction between Divrei Kabbalah in general and the Migilas Esther. Now Rav Elwo mentions the Yerushalmi in explaining the Shitas Rambam as to why Migilas Esther requires Siyotut. So in the Rambam, because the Loshon of the Gemara in Migili is Ki Amito Shel Teiro, Ki Teiro Atzmo. So in other words, Siyotut is a Loche, Rav Elwo says, in Teiro Shebichsav, not just in Kisvi HaKedish, but in Teira Shebichsav. And Migilas Esther, then he mentions a Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi, in Migile, Divrei Sholem ve'Emes. So Emes, Ke'amita Shel Teiro, it requires Siyotut. And also Emes, that it's Nidreshes like Teira Shebichsav. So it's special aloche, that Migilas Esther has the same din as Teira Shebichsav. Not like the rest of Kisvei HaKedesh. The rest of Kisvei HaKedesh, so there is aloche divrei teiro mi divrei kabbalah lo yalfinu. We cannot make a yalfuse of divrei teiro and divrei kabbalah. But Mashen ki migilas Esther, we don't say divrei teiro mi divrei kabbalah lo yalfinu, because it's a special droshe, divrei sholem ve'emes. So divrei sholem ve'emes implies first that it requires siyotut, Kiteiro atzmo, and also that it is nidreshes like divrei teiro. So mele Rav Natan shit is that all divrei kabbalah have a din of teiro shebichsav, kiteir de chumreo of a deraisi. Mele Rav Natan says that the chile shem v'sakon is not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, but the mechaber paskens not like Rav Natan, but vis-a-vis the mitzvahs that is Migilas Esther, because of the drosha of the Rishalom Ve'emes, that Migilas Esther is Nidreshes Kiteiro Atzmo, and we don't apply the klal Divrei Teiro Midivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon, so there the Mechaber paskens that it has the chimer of the raises. So Memele, and apparently that is the sheet of the Marshal, and of the Bach, and of the Taz, and of the Goyim. So the chiyuv that according to the Anshkenes Sagdela was that those who live in the fortress cities that had a fortress in the days of Yeshua ben Nun have to read the Megillah on the 15th, except Shushan, which did not have a fortress in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but because of the Nes that occurred in Shushan, so it had the same status as those cities that had a fortress in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And the cities, the unfortified cities, unfortified in the sense that he did not have a chemo in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so we have to read the Megillah on the 14th. Now there is a Machlekes Reshen. Suppose there is a city in Chutz Loretz, not in Eretz Yisrael, but it's an old city, and we know that in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it had a fortress. So there are some Rishonim who say that vis-a-vis Chutz Loretz, it doesn't make any difference. They always read on the 14th. Even if we know that it had a fortress in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And there are many Rishonim who say, no, if we know that a certain city had a fortress in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so then we have to read on the 15th. Now, before before the Second World War, I don't know about now, so Prague in Czechoslovakia is a very old city. And people said that there is evidence that it had a fortress in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. So, but in view of the fact, first of all, it wasn't sure. And then in view of the fact that there is a Machlekes Rishenim, there are some Rishenim who say that in Chutz Loretz, even a fortified city that was fortified in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, so you have to read the Megillah on the 14th. So in Prague, the custom was, before the Second World War, that they read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. So, Kochim amukofim chemo, mimeis mi Yeshua ben Nun, afil ino mukofim achshof, kirim mitesvov, afil uim heim bechutz loretz. So the Mechaba paskens, even in chutz loretz. In other words, there's the Shite Sagenim, and there's the Shite of the Ran, Teisves, and Ramban. Now, what is the meaning of Asura Batlonim? One shouldn't has fisholem get the impression that Batlon here is used in a derogatory sense. Batlon is the highest madrege that a Jew, a Talmid Chochem, can attain. Now, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says in Megillah that if a city, no matter how many inhabitants it has, but it doesn't have 10 Batlonim, so then it's considered like a kfar. So the question is, what does it have reference to? So most Rishenim say it has reference to the Aloche Bizman Abayis. Now it's not relevant. But Bizman Abayis, so the Aloche was that Anshei HaKfar who can be Magdim the Kriyas HaMegillah L'Yom HaKnisim. In other words, let's say this year, so Purim is on Sunday. So Bizman HaBayis, the Anshei HaKfar, the villagers who are busy and they accommodate, they provide all the Jews in the towns with food, so in order to accommodate them, make them easier for them, so they can be Eitzik Kriyas HaMegillah if they read the Megillah on Thursday, the Yom HaKnisah before Sunday. But that is not relevant today. That was only, that kule was only neik bizman abayis, not today. So most Rishenim say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's memre, that if a near, even if it has thousands of inhabitants, but if it doesn't have 10 batloni, is nidin kikvar, has reference to the aloche of Anshei HaKfar, magdim l'yim haknise bizman abayis. So, if the kfar, if the village, if a certain city, even though it's more than a village, it has a big population, but if it doesn't have 10 batlonim, so then it has the din of a village, and they can also be magdim yimaknisi. However, there are some rishenim who apply it even to the aloche that mukofis chaimo have to read the Megillah on the 15th, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying, even if a city is mukefes chaim, but if the city does not have 10 batlonim, then they have to read the Megillah on the 14th. Now the Mechaber doesn't pasken like that. The Mechaber paskens, so afi kochma mukofim chaim mis Yeshua ben Nun, afi leinu mukofim achshov, kirim mitesvov, afilu heim bechutz loretz, afilu im be masora batlonim. But the Arishenim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Meiri, and the Ritva and the Ito, they hold that it applies to Kochim HaMekofim Chemo, that the general rule is they read the Megillah on the 15th, but if they don't have 10 batlonim, so then it doesn't have a din of a krach, and the mele they have to read the Megillah on the 14th. So that number was Shein Musayrek, but the Mechaber doesn't pass. What does it mean, 10 batlonim? 10 batlonim is the highest degree. It means Talmid Chachomim, who are not involved in the mundane things of life, and of course they get is they get stipends and they are supported by the community, but they are devoted completely yemon v'laylo to teiro aveda milus chasorim. In other words, it's the highest madrege. The chaznish was one of the asura batlon, so you can imagine what kind of a madrege it is. To be of the asura batlon. Now, according to the Rishenim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Miri, and the Ritvo, and the Itur, so then it would follow that if, let's say, there is a certain city, that's Mekefes Chaimo, let's say Yerushalayim, it's certainly Mekefes Chaimo, but if there won't be 10 Batlonim in Yerushalayim, so then we would have to read the Megillah on the 14th. But fortunately, Yerushalayim always said Asura Batlonim, in a favorable sense, of Talmid Chachomim, who are dedicated to Torah, Vodo, and Milus Chasodim. So then there is no problem. Now, so what's the pshat of Batlonim? It doesn't mean Batlonim lazy Chas V'Shalem. P'telim lachtom ve'eskim b'tzorchiv tzibur. In other words, eskim b'tzorchiv tzibur, but also involved in Torah, Vodo too. V'hu shehu kaf v'hakein yosha. When does it have a din of Ayoris HaMekofes Chaimo if it was first fortified and then people started to live there? Oishiyoshav t'chil al das la'kifei ha'kein la'afukei ki she'neida she'yoshav t'chilo al das shalui la'kifei avol mistome. So we assume that it's sukaf v'hakein yoshav. Now, v'chein ha'kforim ha'nirim imoem, afilainam smuchim, kegeim shehem biha, uishesbuchim lehem, afilainam nirim imoem, kegeim shehem be'imek, uvilvad, shal yerchekim yeseh mimil. So, the halacha is not only the cities that are fortified, but even the suburbia of the cities that are fortified, if it's near Ime, even though it's far away, because it's on a mountain, so you can see it, has the same thing as the Ayoris HaMekofes Chaimo. Or if it's, suppose it cannot be seen with it, it's within a valley, but it's very close, it's within the radius of a mil, so you also have to read the Megillah in the 15th. So we have the aloche that in the Ayoris HaMekofes Chaimo itself, or in the Somuch Afal Pishin in Nire, or in the Nire Afal Pishin in Somuch. The question arose many, many years ago in the days of Reb Shmuel Salant and Reb Yishua Leib, and then again it arose later, in the days of the Chaznish and Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukchinsky. New Yerushalayim is not fortified. Old Yerushalayim is fortified in Mes Yeshua Benu. New Yerushalayim, even if it has a fortress, if certain parts have a fortress, but certainly not in Mes Yeshua Benu. So the question is, why should we read the Megillah in New Yerushalayim? On the 15th. So Bishleime, the closed sections of New Yerushalayim, like Meir Shorim, that is Samuch, Afal Pishen in here. And then the other sections that are Anihar, so Yerushalayim Horim Sovivlo, so Mele it is seen, even though it's not Samuch. But in New Yerushalayim today is so extensive that there are certain sections that, let's say, Rechavia, they say, is not Samuch, and it's not even near. It's not even near. And then the other sections, beyond Rechavia. So the question arose, why should we read the Megillah on the 15th? Let us read the Megillah in those sections of Yerushalayim on the 14th. So, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukchinsky, Paskin the Tenachanam, in the new sections of New Yerushalayim, where it's not Samuch and it's not Nireh, we have to read the Megillah on the 14th. And Rabbi Yechiel Michel Tukchinske, his minig was to read the Megillah on the 14th in those sections, and with a book, he was so sure about it. But all the Gedalim disagreed with him. All of them. And then many are made that the Shaila arose in the days of Rav Shmuel Salant and Rav Shmuel Salant and Rav Yishalei Diskin Paskind, that no matter how far away it is from the old city, but since there is a continuum of homes, of houses, from the old city in the new city, in other words, within the radius of 141 amo and two-thirds, one after the other, the same shear as Ligabi Tchum Shabbos. What's the halacha Ligabi Tchum Shabbos? In other words, you are allowed to walk 2,000 amo, Chusliya, what is called the end of the city, the last house. But suppose is the last house, here is the last house. And then 140 amo, there is another house. Not exactly here, but in any direction. In this direction, in that direction. So then they are mitzuref. And then it's considered, so in other words, all the houses that are built within a radius of 141 amo and two-thirds from each other are considered to be an extension of the city. So when does the end of the city start and is allowed to walk 2,000 amo? When there are no more houses within a radius of 141 amo. So they say, that's established that in old Yerushalayim and new Yerushalayim, there is a continuum of houses, a hemshach of houses. It doesn't have to be one nisra. Let's say, here there is a house, and 140 amo away, there is a house not here, but over there. Since it's in the same direction, within 141 amo, so then they are mitzurek. So in Yerushalayim, there is a hemshach of houses. So the same aloha that applies to Tchum Shabbos, that the end of the city is considered the end of the houses. But if there is a hemshach of houses, so then it's not the end of the city. So here too, the end of Yerushalayim, of the Mukefes Chemo, is not considered at the Chemo, but at the end of the hemshach of the houses. So that's how all the Gedalim Paskin, and that's the universal practice, and no one is neig like Rabbi Yechiel Michel Tukchinske. Kforim Vayoris. Oh, so, V'chein HaKforim HaNirim Imoem, אפילו אין סמוכים כשאין בהר, או שסמוך להם, אפילו אין נירים מוהם כשאין בעמק, ובלבד של ירחי כמיהי סממיל, ובישושן, אף על פי שמקפס חם מיש ישוע, קירים בתזבוב, הויל ונעשה ביאנס. כפורים והיוריש שאינו מקפס חמו, ממיש ישוע, קירים בתזבוב, הויל ונעשה, הויל, לא, כפורים והיוריש, דליס וכוחם שין מקופסחים ומסי שבנון קרם ידלת כך שהוא סופיק אם הוא קב מיישוע עם לב קרם ידלת ופתסבוב ובלולה suppose there is a סופיק whether it's מוקפחים מיש ישוע בנון or not so you have to read the Megillah both days but we don't make a ברוכה both days וליבורך קים בידלת שהוא זמן קריא על רי ואילם. But now here there is a very important halacha, and there is machlekes reshenim in the pshat, in the gemara, the Mechaba Paskins, like Rashi and the Rambam Pshat, not like the Rosh Pshat. Benir sheholach likrach, oi ben krach sheholach liyir. Imo yodaiti lazalim keimei, bizman kriye, venisaki vili choza keirei, keirei kimi keimei, vim lohoyo vidaiti lazia, elachas man kriye, keirei man sheamokim shusham. Suppose a benir is elach likrach. That's it, Tel Aviv is a city shein mukeves chema. Yerushalayim is a city that is mukeves chema. Suppose a resident from Tel Aviv goes Purim time to Yerushalayim. So how should he be neig in regard to Kriyas Hamegila? Like the city from which he comes, or like the city in which he is? So the Gemara says there are three factors. One factor is that ben poros liyemei kol poros, ben mukef chema liyemei kol mukef chema. Even if he's considered a resident of one day of the poros of the Einu Kefes Chaimo, he has the din of Einu Kefes Chaimo, and he has to read the Megillah on the 14th. Even if he is a resident of Einu Kefes Chaimo one day, so he has a din like Einu Kefes Chaimo. That's one clause. Then there is another guideline that it depends upon the intention of the person who left, let's say, Tel Aviv, and to go to Yerushalayim, when to return. If the person who left Tel Aviv, let's say he left Tel Aviv today, Purim Yudalet is Sunday, Tisvov is Monday. So suppose today somebody from Tel Aviv lives for Yerushalayim. If his intention this morning, when he left for Yerushalayim, was to return before the Zman HaKriye of the city in which he went. Now, when is the Kriye in Yerushalayim? There's the city in which he went. Monday. If his intention, when he leaves Friday morning, Tel Aviv, to go to Yerushalayim, his intention is that he'll return to Tel Aviv in the night of Sunday night before the Amud HaShachar of Monday, because when is the Zman HaKriya of the city to which he went, Yerushalayim? The Zman HaKriya is Monday morning. If his intention is on Friday morning when he leaves Tel Aviv to return before Amud HaShachar Monday morning, so that gives him a status of a ben poros, even though then he changed his, so he has to read the Megillah on the 14th. But then he changed his mind. He decided, why should I go back the night of Sunday night to Tel Aviv? I might spend in Yerushalayim another few days. So even so, since his intention when he left Tel Aviv Friday morning was to come back Sunday night before Amud HaShachar of Monday to Tel Aviv, so that gives him a status of a resident of Tel Aviv. Mimele, he has to read the Megillah on Sunday, even though he remains in Yerushalayim till Monday night, till Tuesday night, till Wednesday night. But if his intention on Friday morning when he left for Yerushalayim was to return after the Amud HaShachar of Monday morning, so that means by this Zman Kriye he intends to still be in Yerushalayim, so Mele is considered as a Ben Yerushalayim, and Mele, even if he changes his mind and then he decides to come back to Tel Aviv Mitzvah Shabbos, he still has to read the Megillah in Tel Aviv on Monday, not on Sunday. There's the Pshat of Rashi in the Rambam, and this is how the Mechaber passes. Now let's say it again. Benir sholach likrach, uibinkrach sholach liya. Imo yudaitei lazalim kemi, bizman kriye, vinisaki, vilechoza kerekim kemi. Vim loyhoyo, bidaitei lazia, elachas man kriye, eftam lashacha, keri man shamokim shushom, the place to which he goes. Vimu bimidbor bisvino, kere bim yudalet kmeri veilu. Yim tesvof shechalies bishabes. Let's say Purim Yudalet is Friday. So tesvof is on Shabbos. So then, the halacha is that even in Yerushalayim, the Kochma and the Kofes Chemo, they don't read the Megillah bishabes. The same way as we are not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Shema Yaved al Adames. So here to in Kerines Hamgila Bishabis, Ela Magdimim Likreiso Berf Shabbos. So even the Yoris Hamakofes Chaimo read it on the 14th on Friday. That's the Gabi Kreis Hamgila. So that's the Gemara Mevarashis. And the Gemara also says that as far as Matonis Avienim is concerned, that goes hand in hand with the Kreis Hamgila. Because the Aniim, Eineyem Nisuis, so in Mele, since they read the Megillah on Friday, so they have to give Matanes Aniyim also on Friday. We gave him Mois Matanes Aniyim, Umchal Kinesi Bibiyim, Uviyim Shabbos, Mitzim Beisvorim, Uvisheni Kerim Vayovi Amolik, Veimrim Alanisi. So then, Veneisin Sudas Purim Adimechel Bishabbos. When do they have to have Sudas Purim? So the Yerushalmi says that this Sudas Purim has to take place on Sunday, not on Shabbos, because he may mishte eshes simchosei tluyo bibezdin yotzev ze Shabbos she simchosei bidei shamayim. And of course, Mishloach Mones has the same din as Sudas Purim. However, the Ralbach is chilek. The Ralbach shita is true. The Yerushalmi says that if the Svov is on Shabbos, then the Sudas Purim is on Sunday. But from our Gemara, he says it's mashma. The Tao Gemore is Chilik on Yerushalayim. And according to our Gemore, so the Sudas Purim has to be on Shabbos itself. In Mele, he was Neik, the Ralbach, so he lived in Yerushalayim, so he was Neik to make Sudas Purim on Shabbos itself. But the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is not like Ralbach, that the Sudas Purim has to take place on Sunday. There is a shit in the Miri, in Megillah. He says the Sudas Purim has to take place on Friday. So there are three shittes. But the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is that the Sudas Purim has to take place on Sunday. That's called today, so it's called a Purim Mishulash. In other words, 3 days. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Hameforesh Bayam, Vayetzi B'Shayore, ועיניהם עצים הגיעו על הלך ימי, יקרנו בידגימו לו, וידווי יסוי בחדוסו, ולא יברוכי. ואם יהיה אפשר להמתן עד יום הללו, יש אמרים שקרי אפילו מתלס החידש. ואוכן נוג, ומיהו אם נזדם עלי נחקים מגילה, חיזה וקרי יסוי בים ידלת. אפילו קורו תחילו בים ידגימו, מכל מוקים קורו יסו שלוי בזמן. בני יושעויו בספינו, הוא בדרך ולהוי ביודי מגילו, והכין הזדמנו לי בתסבוב, כי ראי איסו בתסבוב.